Please turn with me to Jesus' Great Commission passage in the Gospel of Matthew. That's Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18 through 20. If you're using one of our pew Bibles, you can find our focal passage on page 967. That's Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18 and continuing on through verse 20. We're continuing in our Answers in Jesus message series this morning, and last week, as I shared with you, we might, for these couple of weeks, change that to Answers from Jesus. He's giving us, as his disciples, very specific instructions, as his disciples, how we are to live, what we are to do. But this morning, we're doing something a bit unusual, or at least irregular for us. We're going to watch and listen to a preacher doing his preaching via video stream. And we're doing this because, first of all, I find this message to be quite possibly the best one I have ever heard to highlight that this Great Commission is for all disciples of Jesus everywhere, in every time, and at all times. It's not for apostles, it's not for the 12, it's for every disciple of Jesus, every Christian. The message is by Dr. David Platt. He is the senior pastor of the church at Brook Hills in Birmingham, Alabama. And it is from the first ever Multiply gathering that occurred last November there at the church at Brook Hills in Birmingham, Alabama. David Platt holds a PhD in expository preaching and apologetics, and it happens to be from my alma mater, the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, he having come to New Orleans just a few years after we had left for Iowa. Now I should say something about the Multiply movement. And so you have there in your bulletins, there on the inside right at the bottom, this definition of what the Multiply movement is all about, and Dan's going to put it up on the screen. The Multiply movement is a work of the Holy Spirit, according to God's word, to equip disciples of Jesus. To equip disciples of Jesus. So if we are disciples of Jesus, this applies to us. It is a work of the Holy Spirit to equip disciples of Jesus in our day and time. You see, it's not just for them then, it's for us now. And for us to become and live as disciples of Jesus, not doctrinally only, not in church only, but in our day and time, wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever our vocation happens to be, we become and live as disciples of Jesus who make disciples of Jesus in their day and time. See, we're passing it on either laterally to people who are in our generation, or we're passing it down to disciples of Jesus to reach and make disciples of Jesus in their day and time. Now, that is an unnecessary redundancy. A work of the Holy Spirit to equip disciples of Jesus to become and live as disciples of Jesus, who make disciples of Jesus, who make disciples of Jesus. It's not unnecessary redundancy, it's the Great Commission. It's the clear disciple-to-disciple-making cycle that Jesus established and Jesus demonstrated and Jesus commanded to all of his disciples, starting with those in this passage, Matthew chapter 28. So it begs the question, are we truly disciples of Jesus? For the last couple of years, in response to God's word and spirit, David Platt and Francis Chan have worked together to call the Church of Jesus Christ back to a belief in and a conviction about and an obedience to the Great Commission, and especially here in North America, where the church seems to be churchy, but not necessarily making many disciples. And this work that they've been doing, studying the scriptures, praying together about what they're seeing in scripture, sensing what the Spirit is saying to the church worldwide today, as well as the great need of our day, this work that they've been doing has resulted in what is now called the Multiply Movement. Francis has developed an extraordinary written resource called Multiply, Disciples Making Disciples. And he and David have produced a brief video, a series of brief video discussions of about 10 minutes or less each to accompany each of the Multiply Disciples Making Disciples lessons for small groups. These Multiply materials have been developed and are being distributed for free, by the way. This is not them making money, but are distributed for free to equip disciples of Jesus to make disciples of Jesus. And where you come in and where we come in is that we're asking our small group leaders to use Multiply in our upcoming small groups beginning next week. Ours will begin next Sunday. Now, last week we shared with you this simple little diagram that Flo developed to show you what we're talking about when we say that we ought to become disciples of Jesus who make disciples of Jesus who make disciples of Jesus. It starts this way: a disciple of Jesus, just a single individual person who repents of our sin, and we come to Christ, we come to faith in Christ, and then we begin to hear the word of Christ or read the word of Christ, and we begin to obey the word of Christ. And at some point we run into this thing called the Great Commandment, which Jesus says to his disciples, make disciples. Going wherever you are, across the street, next door, or on the other side of the world, and make more disciples of Jesus. And those disciples of Jesus, because they get the fact, because they've gotten it from us, that disciples of Jesus are those who make disciples of Jesus, they make more disciples of Jesus. And that's how the church was planted originally, and that's how the church spreads even today, by God's word, born by God's Spirit. So if after you hear David's message, you want more information, or better, if you sense the word and spirit of God convicting you, I encourage you to join us next Saturday, or rather this Saturday, for our launch event here at Bethesda. From 10 a.m. to 12 noon, we'll get some more information about this. We'll see a very helpful discussion between David and Francis. What is this about? Why are you doing this? How are you doing it in your context? Childcare and a pizza lunch will be provided. So we're trying to remove as many barriers as we possibly can to people coming. And then we're asking this question last week, this week, next week, for a while now. What is Jesus saying to us today? You see, he speaks to his people where we are and when we are. So he's saying something to us. Are we hearing him, and what is it that he's saying? So this morning and Saturday and for the following weeks and months, let's listen with ears to hear and hearts to believe and minds for action. Now please follow along with me in Matthew chapter 28 as I read just three verses, and then I'll pray and we'll hear from David. From verse 18, Matthew chapter 28. Familiar verses. Then Jesus came to them, that is, his disciples. It says in verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. You see, they're not teaching them to obey everything Jesus has commanded them, but they weren't doing. You see, the disciples were doing what Jesus commanded them to do, and now they're teaching others to do the same. And surely, get this now, Jesus is saying, as you are doing this that I am giving you to do, surely I am with you always. That's the last I am statement in Matthew, by the way. I am with you always to the very end of the age. God, our Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would speak to us concerning this imperative, this command, this word of yours, that we are to make disciples of Jesus if we are disciples of Jesus. Help us to respond accordingly to your word borne by your Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen.